Okay, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and let's open the door and welcome an old friend to the program. It is the Generic Youth Minister.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Generic Youth Minister.
It's so good to see y'all again.
We're doing great. How are you?
Well, welcome home, my musers.
Yeah, we're back.
What churches did y'all visit out there in Oxnard? They got a lot of good churches out there.
Well, we were covering practice and whatnot, and we...
We had to play golf.
We didn't have a chance.
I've got a good friend who used to be a minister alongside me, and he went out there and he got a church right out there. Y'all should have gone and seen him.
Really? You should have told us beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. He's at a fellowship church up in Sacramento.
Oh, that's not very close to where
we
were.
Yeah, it's a little far. It'd be like a six-hour drive.
Well, it's in California. I don't know all that place.
All that place,
it's a big state.
He wasn't close to us.
I heard Yogi. I was sitting out there in the green room where you guys like have like muffins and stuff.
Yeah. Where the guests wait.
And y'all were talking about brand loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because I'm like totally new international version of the Bible. My friend's like, he's all living Bible. And I'm like, what? And he's all like, no. And I'm like, yes, way, you know.
Yeah. So I guess you could kind of relate to that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Brand loyalty when it gets to translations of the Bible. But you know what? As long as you're reading the good book, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're reading like the Catholic one or something.
Hey, come on.
That one's like got weird stuff in it. Stuff in the middle that like wasn't supposed to be there or something. And I'm also brand loyal to cars too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. As long as I can remember that I got a driver's license, I've always been driving a Chrysler Sebring.
Oh, okay.
Chrysler, okay.
Mm-hmm. You won't catch me dead in anything else, because any car with Christ in it is the car that I'm going to drive.
Oh, I see.
Okay. missing a letter.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yep, and I'm in my Sebring every day in the passenger seat getting to work.
How is that possible?
Who's driving?
Drive from the passenger seat.
Jesus is behind the wheel. Jesus is always.
Yes.
Jesus drives.
Okay.
All right.
Hope you don't get pulled over for that.
Well, Craig, I don't think that Jesus would break the law.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
Yeah, come on, Craig.
You're right, Generic Youth Minister.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you guys ought to come on out to the church. We're going to have lots of fun. We got the fellowship hall booked up this weekend. We're going to have a lock-in.
A lock-in?
What?
Well, that's what you said.
A lock-in.
Right.
A lock-in.
Yes.
Yes.
What Craig said. I don't know what George over there. George over there. He's like saying all the kind of weird stuff. I'm like, what? He's saying? I don't know what he's saying. It's so weird. As a matter of fact, you guys, I can't believe I just thought of this.
Huh.
You guys ought to come out tonight because we rented like a big screen.
Well, they're pretty common big screen TVs.
And we're having a Dallas Cowboy football watching party.
Oh, yeah, the preseason game.
Yes,
preseason
and I'm game. So excited about it. I think tonight is the night that Romo gets it done.
Well, I
don't even think he's going to play.
Really spare game.
I think he may get all the way to the Super Bowl tonight. I'm like a big Romo fan.
Mm, yeah.
So
you don't get to the Super
that.
Bowl by doing anything in the preseason.
I've been a Cowboys fan for like forever.
Yeah.
I have like their pennants and stuff like that. And I've been a fan ever since way back in the John Kitna days.
Okay. That was just a couple of years ago, and I don't know if we've ever referred to him as the John Kitna days.
You know, I just like the way he approached the game. You know, he prepped so good. And,
yeah.
You know, he always gave credit where credit was due. Up there in the heavens. Up here.
You were the only one hanging on to the John Kitna days.
But you guys, come on out. We're going to have, after the football game, after Cowboys win the Super Bowl night, we're going to have Bible studies, and then we're going to play some games. We're going to do ring tosses and, like, play maybe ping pong or something.
Well, this lock-in, this is for adults, or is this a...
No, it's for the kids.
Okay.
But
why do you want us
come
there?
Out there because y'all are like celebrities and can come out there and talk and everything. We've even had football celebrities.
Really?
Oh, really?
Come out there and talk. Yeah, and I'm not so sure it was a good idea.
Who'd you have?
Well, we had Greg Hardy come out there.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah, surprising.
It's kind of like a scared straight program.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Some of the language he used is a little too strong. You know, I just don't know how you scare people straight using the MF word every other word.
Did he talk about the incident?
What incident?
The one where he threw a woman on a machine gun couch.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
What? He did that?
You wouldn't have had him out if you'd known that.
He didn't say nothing about that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He said that he wanted to, but he never said that he actually did.
What?
Almost just as bad.
Yeah.
Will you guys please come out there? I'll come out there and pick you guys up in the van. We just got it out of the shop. $1,200 worth of transmission work, but it works now.
Yeah, George can go. I'm busy, but George said
he's free. Good, good, George. Hold on a second.
Cowboy watching party tonight.
Let me get my pen, and I'm going to write down your address.
Your
okay,
pen?
What's your address?
I'm not going to give out.
What?
I'm not going to give out my address over the air.
No, just give it to me. It's fine.
I'll give it to you off air. It's 101 Main Street.
101 Main Street. And is that M-A-I-N-E?
Just N.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just M-A-N.
Uh-huh.
You'd think that'd be pronounced man, but
M-A-N.
Okay.
M-A-I-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, there's no I in Maine. Okay.
Okay.
It's about all of us. It's about mankind.
Okay.
Okay.
Really
that's
weird
Dallas.
Twist.
Yeah.
So really weird.
That's Dallas, and
yeah.
What's the zip?
I don't know, 75019.
Okay, good, good. Thank you so much, George. All right, I'll be there at 7 o'clock sharp. Don't be late.
Okay,
don't
I won't be.
Don't be late, and I'll be great.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Okay. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Remember, friends are friends yes. forever.
The generic youth minister. 8:46 on the...